I greet you with blessings today on the second Sunday of Pentecost, June 14th. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve First Presbyterian Church and Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newberry. I am also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie. We gather together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please join me in prayer. God of compassion, you have opened the way for us and brought us to yourself. Pour your love into our hearts that, overflowing with joy, we may freely share the blessings of your realm and faithfully proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our readings for today are from Exodus chapter 19, verses 2 through 8a, Psalm 100, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to St. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through chapter 10, verse 23. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that town or house. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are some things in life where I need to follow instructions. So much depends on how things turn out if I do or don't follow those instructions. Take baking, for instance. Some people can whip up a storm in the kitchen using a concoction of ingredients dreamed up in their heads. Their creation of just the right combination of ingredients creates a magnificent and delicious tasting treat right out of the oven. I, on the other hand, must follow a recipe. I need to know exactly how many cups of flour or sugar or teaspoons of vanilla are required. Oh, I know through experience that if I add an extra egg to a brownie mix, that the brownies will be more cake-like. And I know if I use my mom's advice for making chocolate chip cookies and add a package of fat-free, sugar-free vanilla instant pudding to the mix, the cookies will turn out delicious and fluffy, not flat and crispy around the edges. But beyond that, I must follow a recipe. Even then, I read and reread a recipe several times before I even get the ingredients out of the pantry. And then some recipes include a statement that says, baking times may vary. That is not helpful to me at all, and I found that out many times the hard way. Baking times often vary if one is using a gas oven versus an electric oven. Sometimes an oven has a hot spot and the food bakes quicker in one area of the pan than another area. Sometimes it comes down to trial and error. My son used to say he knew dinner was ready when the smoke alarm would go off. GPS instructions were typically something I would follow as well, though I've heard horror stories about people who followed their GPS instructions and ended up on a deserted two-track only to find themselves stranded for days or weeks. Or they followed GPS instructions and drove into a lake. I never understood how one could intentionally drive into a lake just because that was the GPS instructions. My daughter and I were visiting a college in Bangor, Maine, wrote Alan Willett from New York. After a nice trip, we had our GPS take us back to the car rental agency. Except, it just didn't seem like it was taking us the right way. We were in the middle of nowhere and pulled up to a graveyard, and the GPS said, "You have arrived at your destination." We did end up having a pleasant walk around a beautiful cemetery, however. I don't use a GPS anymore. I got tired of it saying to me, "Turn around, dummy." That was a joke. Of course, when I do get lost now, I typically say I took the scenic route. Using a GPS can be difficult if it hasn't been updated to the latest software program, so it doesn't warn you about road construction or other obstacles in your path. But for me, instructions are critical. I don't have the talent or patience to experiment with ingredients while baking. And I used to follow GPS instructions using common sense because rarely have I been adventurous and have all the time in the world to get someplace. In our gospel reading for today from Matthew, Jesus is giving instructions to his disciples. These are very important instructions. He is giving them the authority to do his work, the works that have defined his ministry from the beginning. Earlier in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, we heard Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And in today's gospel from Matthew 9, we hear this reiterated. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. These are Jesus's works, the works God sent him to do in this world. And now in Matthew 10, we hear Jesus give his 12 disciples instructions to do the same as he sends them out. He gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sicknesses. Yes, Jesus gave his disciples the instructions and the authority to further his ministry by doing what he had been doing. Jesus gives them further instructions by saying which towns to avoid, how to enter a house, and what to do if you are not welcomed. Shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. But don't worry about what to say, because the Spirit of your Father will speak through you. Disciples, receive these instructions and go forth. Yet know that this won't always be easy. Your words will inflame some, creating hot spots. You won't be welcomed with open arms every place you go. Jesus told them, "I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. You will be handed over to councils and flogged in their synagogues, dragged before governors and kings because of me." Jesus' instructions didn't cover everything that the disciples were supposed to do. His instructions didn't cover everything that the disciples would encounter. Jesus knew that was impossible. But he assured them that the Spirit was with them. The Spirit would give them the voice and the actions to accomplish Christ's work among the people. We know we don't have the power Jesus gave to his disciples to do exactly as he instructed. We may not feel in this day and age that we can follow Jesus' instructions, so why does it really matter? After all, we don't have the ability to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, or cast out demons, right? Yet time and time again, we pray for those who are sick, even on the brink of death, and they are healed. Or we pray for someone's healing and they walk on, not because of lack of prayer or lack of medicine, but because Jesus beckoned them to come to him. Maybe the demons are the negative attitudes, the hurtful behaviors, the racism and social injustices that Jesus instructs us to cast out from ourselves and one another. Oh, don't sell yourself short. You have much to offer. You see, we all have the power of the Spirit behind us. We all have the power of the Spirit in us. And we all have the power of the Spirit speaking through us. You know the saying, "What would Jesus do?" I would hope we wouldn't have to think too long and hard what Jesus would do about eliminating racism in society. I would hope we wouldn't have to think long and hard that what Jesus would do to stand up for our sisters and brothers who are shouting, "Black Lives Matter." And I would hope we wouldn't have to think long and hard what Jesus would do to feed our hungry neighbors, provide shelter for their homeless, or promote peace among our communities. We know what Jesus would do. As sisters and brothers in Christ, we receive the same instructions Jesus gave to his disciples. We are called to go out and make this a better world, not only for ourselves, but for the millions of other people who are depending on us to make it a better world. To stand up, speak out, and do something. As Jesus was preparing his disciples to leave him, he said, "As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near." God's kingdom is the here and now. God's rule on earth is here and now. This is the good news to be shouted and shared among all people, not just the ones sitting in our pews, not just the ones standing outside our doors or the neighbors down the street. The work we are called to do is more important now than ever, and that work is the work Jesus instructs us to do. More than anything right now, it means to love your neighbor as yourself. By doing this, the ultimate healing will occur. Healing from every sickness and illness, healing from hunger and thirst, healing from homelessness and economical divisions, healing from racism and prejudice, healing from life and healing from death. If we follow Christ's instructions, we don't need to ask, what would Jesus do? We already know that answer. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to support one of the ministries providing this broadcast, please clearly designate your contribution to Faith Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Church, or Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. All contributions may be mailed to P.O. Box 473, Newberry, Michigan, 49868. This is Pastor Melinda VanderSice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.